Tuning into the morning show, welcome to it. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And because it is a terrific Tuesday, I'm joined by a regular Tuesday radio personality. he's a once-a-week DJ, Barry Chapman, a man of many talents, not least of them being all things plumbing-related. Chapman Plumbing, that's a name you will have heard, you will have seen, I'm sure, around town. And for a Tuesday chat, Barry, welcome back to the microphone, my friend.
Thank you very much. Always awesome to be here. And thank you to all the Belita listeners.
Keeping it free-flowing on a Tuesday. But we've just been chatting a bit off-air, and I've been finding out about some interesting teamwork, some collaboration that you've been involved in for quite a while, actually. Marrying the world of solar with the worlds of plumbing and gas and a sort of a hybrid offering. Tell me about this thing which has been gaining popularity and a bit of a game changer, I think, in terms of households that are wanting to go off-grid to some extent or to watch their meters and pennies and really take back control.
Well, it frees yourself from the necessity to rely on your grid electricity. So many years ago, I mean, I've been in this town since 89, and Chris Owen and myself grew up together, two little rugrats that used to roam the beach and lifeguard and all sorts of stuff. So we've had that relationship. We're brothers from other mothers, you know. And so Chris owns Atom Gas and Solar, and I'm Chapman Plumbing. And Chris and I have created this link where he's a Victron installer, Victron Solar Equipment. Absolutely fantastic stuff.
Blue power.
Blue power. With the Victron, it has an AC output too. So you've got your main essential loads feed that come out, and then it's got an AC output too that you can set to do things that you need it to do. So Chris has set this up in such a way that when batteries are full and your essential loads inside your house are all being run through the solar system, whatever excess power is generated then gets sent through your AC too, and that gets sent directly to the geyser element. So the geyser is getting heated up from excess solar power generated from the sky, and your geyser or water heater is now turned into a hot water battery.
This is such an interesting concept, hot water battery. And, you know, geyser typically is one of the biggest electrical draw things.
100%. Most households, 40 to 60% of...
Really?
Of your electrical consumption.
Just going to hot water, hey?
So then we go one step further, and a gas water heater is installed.
Okay.
So we've now heated up this mass of water inside a cylinder, and we utilize that water. When that water gets to about 45 degrees, it's not really that comfortable to have a shower in now. It's starting a little bit on the cold side. There's a mechanical thermostatic diverter valve that registers the temperature of the water and switches the direction of the water. So it diverts the water to feed into the gas water heater.
Wow.
So you have a seamless, uninterrupted change of direction of water into the gas water heater, and then continues to feed into the house.
And that's a mechanical process.
Mechanical. As much as possible, I try to stay away from electronics on water side of things, purely from a simplicity and operational perspective, that the mechanical valves work so much better.
Just less headache.
I've actually installed the same system at home.
Yeah, and it works, obviously.
And it works like an absolute treat.
Whoa, this is game-changing stuff. This is kind of this is pioneering work you're doing. The Chapman plumbing model will be studied for years to come. The hybrid solution.
So that's an awesome little partnership that myself and Chris from Atom Gas and Solar do. And then my brother, Warwick, from Sensible Solar.
Hey.
We step it into another dimension where we put a Wi-Fi module onto the hot water heater.
Yeah. So it's a connected heater now.
So besides for being able to control your times and all of those things on it, and you can, with a solar thermal system where you've got the hot water flat plate collector on the roof, this Wi-Fi module is called the Gizawala. It gives you graphs of your water temperatures and all sorts of things, and you're able to, you know, see, is the system working optimally? Is the non-return valve working? That's where it needs to be placed. Do we have air stuck in the system? All those kind of things you can pick up from the graph.
Whoa.
But the joy about this Wi-Fi module is, again, with your Blue Power Victron systems, it ties into the back end of the Victron power system. So, again, instead of using your AC output 2, you're now utilizing back-end software that when your battery and everything has reached a certain level and your essential loads are being powered, it then diverts that power again to the water heater, to your geyser, to heat it up.
So clever, man.
The benefits of this, once again, it becomes a water battery, heating it up for free. But with the Wi-Fi module in it, you can set timers to be able to boost your water temperature if your water heater isn't up to temperature yet.
Wow.
So when I first did this at home, I had put the module in, and I didn't have my hybrid system with the gas water heater.
Okay.
So I had timers that I had set, and man, if I tell you, it turned on once or twice a week onto the elements just to boost that temperature on a cloudy day or something like that. That's how much it actually turned on.
But it was great to have that ability for it to, the smart system to know, okay, things are getting a little cool, let's switch over.
100%. So you just pull back to your grid power and then heat it up a little bit. That's if you don't, one, have the capacity to install a hybrid system, gas, water heater, gas infrastructure and all those things, but you want to have the power to be able to heat your water at a reasonable cost, because majority of properties already have their solar backup systems, electrical backup systems in their houses.
Is there?
So why go and spend $35,000 on a heat pump or a solar thermal system or a whatever? You're going to spend in the region of $5,000 to $7,000 putting in the Wi-Fi module and getting Sensible Solar to tie in the back end of the software and everything to make it communicate with it. And now you're heating either all your hot water or a fair portion of your hot water, sure, with excess solar energy that's generated.
See, I like that. You know, a solution that's sort of fit for purpose. There's options. That's the bottom line. You can go whole hog if you have the ability to, or if you're not quite able to go there, or if it's not smart for your setup, then there's an in between. So this is really cool. I love this innovative hybrid approach. You know, bringing these different worlds together, and obviously it's underscored by solid partnerships, great teams that work well 100%. Together, that know their stuff, experts in their own respective fields. And teamwork makes the dream work. You've been installing these things. By all accounts, the feedback's been phenomenal. And for a listener who is keen to have that discussion and to get a quote and to find out, you know, what the particulars of their setup will require, what's the smartest way to get in touch and start the conversation, Barry?
Give us a shout at our office, 032-525-4123, or jump on Facebook or chapmanplumbing.co.za and give us a shout. Come out, come give you a quote, come have a look what we can do to help you out.
There you go. You're hearing it from Mr. Chapman himself, Chapman Plumbing, the geyser, the drain, the leak specialists, and now the guys you can call on for a really innovative hybrid solution. Until we chat again next Tuesday.
Beautiful.
Have a great week, my friend.
You too, bud.